Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports to Max on the air, taking up the Twins baseball. The Twins in Oakland A's, 8 o'clock, pregame, 8:30. 8:35-ish, first pitch from Oakland. A lot going on in sports, obviously. Pete Najarian and I had a great show yesterday. We had Derek Falvey talking about the Twins and Byron Buxton's status. That was fun. One of the Vikings rookies, Masada, joined us. He was good linebacker. Ron Scherer joined us. His dinger was giving him trouble. And I've always talked about it.
I mean, whose dinger doesn't give him trouble?
Especially as you get older.
I mean.
He couldn't get his seat belt that dings on and off. He couldn't, whatever it wasn't working. Your ding, ding, ding.
Oh, okay.
So I said, your dinger's giving you problems again. And he said, yeah, but I got this problem with my seat belt. No, it's just, and then Dr. Scott Jensen joined us after he'd won the presumptive nominee for the gubernatorial from the Republican side. So it was fun. But anyway, we were talking about a lot of different sports. One of the things that came up during this show was we were talking about streaming services and whether or not they were the way of the future, and that in essence we would have no there wouldn't be a WCCO as we know it, or you go into Siri and say Twins game. Boom, Twins game would come on, and it wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't need to broadcast this station onto antennas and all those things, because we just stream it and you could come to us any way you wanted. But is that the way of the future? And it was an interesting conversation because Bally Sports is talking about $20 a month, this and that, and I think it's heading in that direction. But what I don't think we're, and this is where we're not there. And this is where I need your help, your opinion, and maybe some of your patience. Because I try to be a patient person, and I'm growing more and more impatient. So the thought process is, you're going to transfer all this stuff through your computer, your phone, eventually you hook it up to your TV or wherever you want, and you'll listen to it wherever you want, on demand, blah, 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 blah. Okay, but that means two things. You got to have really good phone service, right? And you have to have a really good internet service to execute that. Now, you would think in 2022, you think, well, yeah, we should be able to do that. Let me tell you, and this is where I need your help, maybe some guidance, maybe some counsel, maybe a counselor. I'm having a tough time in 2022 getting my arms around what I would consider to be the service industry. The people that we need to make things happen. Okay, I'm going to give you three examples. Last 24 hours. Okay, today I went in. I have an extra phone that I haven't used for a couple years, and I saw a thing where for just $20 a month you can get an extra phone added to your plan. And I thought, well, that's probably a good idea, an extra phone for the entire family, so to speak. So if anybody loses their phone, breaks their phone, we need it for a short term for just $20 a month. We've got an extra phone. Now, I've got the phone. That's not the problem. First off, you go into the store, and there's only one person working in the store. Well, it turns out the second person, their driver's license ran out of them, and they were going in to try to see if they get their license taken care of so they get to work. Then there's a lady in front of me. Let's just call her Ethel. And Ethel's trying to figure out how to, she's buying a phone. And after they've covered the warranty, the this and the that, and I'm standing just behind one person, Ethel must have had five or six more questions that had already been answered. Now I'm standing behind going, you know, this is pretty disrespectful because there's somebody behind you, and now you're taking up everybody's time by asking questions that I've already heard them answered and just standing here for 20 minutes. But there's not another person to help this poor guy that's trying to service me and Ethel. And so I have to listen again, as he says, okay, now remember, this is it. You put your password in here, and then the phone will come up, and we go through this process again. Then I get up there, and they say, I say, all I want to do is I want to activate this phone for the $20 a month, and it goes with this plan, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you need to download the app. I said, I don't want to download an app. I want to just do it. I just want you to activate this. I don't want to download an app. I don't want to go online. I don't want to go online and fill it out, try to figure it out, and then try to remember or create a new password. I don't want to do that. That's why I came here in person, so that I didn't have to download an app. So that you could just, I got the money. Here's my credit card. Here's my ID. I'm good for it. It's all good. Let's make this happen. The next thing you know, he's on the phone with somebody and somewhere, and they're saying, well, you can't do that. Why don't you download the app? I said, I don't want to download the app. I don't want an app on my phone. I don't want to go online and do this. I want you to do it for me because I'm the one paying the money. I'm the one that's giving you the money. Well, they're not set up in a system where they can do that, right? And the person back there and the this and the that and the, I mean, and then they say, well, what's your Apple ID? I said, I have no idea what my Apple ID is. I haven't known it for 3 years. They said, well, try something. So I tried three different things thinking none of them worked. I don't want another password. All I want is you to connect the phone so I've got an extra phone. That's it. And I don't want to wait behind Ethel forever because she's got six questions that didn't need to be asked, but she didn't care. Where is our service industry in all this? The second piece of it is they're going to need the internet, right? They're going to need these companies to be able to create, if you're going to carry all these things and we're going to do everything at warp speed, on demand, wherever we want, you're going to need a great carrier. I have battled Xfinity for 20 years since we owned this house because somebody, whoever was lived in it before I did, didn't do the wiring right. And for some reason, and this really gets me, if I'm not getting your internet service, but I'm paying for it, then why don't I get a break on my bill for all the days that I miss? We went through this with students during distant learning during COVID. I mean, they could have cared less. Why can't, and number two, why can't I get on the line to talk to somebody from Xfinity? I've stopped by their stores. I bet you I've had one time I was on hold for 55 minutes trying to get an answer, and they won't come out and redo it. Is there another way? Is there competition for the internet out there that I don't know about? Because it's not my fault that the house isn't wired. When you sign up for the service, I didn't sign up to wire the house. You did. You told me you'd do this. And now I'm not getting the internet. And I think some of this, it's a product of two things. And correct me where I'm wrong. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. But correct me if I'm wrong on this. Number one, corporate greed. They want to send as many things to automation and as few things to people as possible so they don't have to pay the people. So they want us to take another course in whatever it is, computer science, so that we can download apps and create passwords that we don't want or need. Number one. Number two, we don't have enough people that want to work. So you're always going to end up standing in line behind somebody. I used to feel terrible about the fact when I go to grocery stores, and you see that now, how you can self-checkout. And I always feel a little uncertain about that because I figure if I buy any fresh produce, I don't know how to, do you take a picture? Do you weigh it? Again, you need another computer. But I felt bad about this because every time I went in there, I thought, this is taking jobs away from our people. This is not good. People that want to work can't work because we're doing self-checkout. And now I realize, what the hell, you might as well, because nobody wants to work. There's so many jobs out there that we can't fill that self-checkout is just doing everybody a favor because nobody wants to work anyway. Am I right or am I right? We've got corporate greed. We've got people that can't execute. And we've got, we've set ourselves up now so that everything is download an app, find a password, and then try to find your way through it while you wait through prompts. Okay, last thing. My DirecTV goes out on one phone, okay? On one television set. And it always goes on this one television set. And it's like a four-step process to reset it, and if you get it wrong, so I call them again. And they say to me, I said, this has happened numerous times just in this set. They say, well, the problem is that the high-definition set that you've got, we see this often, is not compatible with the wiring and whatnot that we have. And so it shuts down from time to time, and you have to reset and do all these things. And I said, why? Why does that happen in this day and age? And they said, well, it's not our problem. It's that you've got this high-definition set, and it's not – I said, but you know what kind of TV sets are made out there. So why are you not giving us equipment that's compatible with high-end TV, whatever it is, high def, whatever it is? Why are you not giving us equipment that's compatible? Because you know that that's an issue and a problem. It's not the problem of I bought the wrong television set. The problem is you hooked me up and you don't have good enough equipment to make this work. So why is that my fault? I'm just telling you, some of this stuff, until somebody stands up and says, hey, you got to get this right. What I would love to do is have everybody band together and say, and go on different chat sites and say, this is what happened to me today with my internet carrier. This is what, and get an overwhelming, because I'm sure if it happened to me, it's happening to you. Why can't we simplify and maybe take some of the corporate greed out of it and get something done that's productive? And why can't we get more people to work? And why can't we make telephone calls and talk to human beings? Human beings, instead of computer prompts that take us places, and all of a sudden you realize you went someplace that you didn't want to go, and no, you don't want to sign up for another $4.95 a month for this or that or whatever it is. 651-461-9226. It just drains you. It sucks the life out of you. It sucks the energy out of you. You go, this was supposed to be simple. An hour and a half later, I found out I can't even do what I want to do. And if it happens to me, I'm sure it's happening to you. Now, most of you people in this audience are a lot smarter than me. You're able to download apps and passwords and handle multiple all at the same time. But some of us just don't want to do that. We want to pay you the money to give us the service, and then we want you to execute and to provide the service for us. That's what we want. 651-461-9226. Sports to the Max. We'll be back after this. All right, call us if you want. We've got several texts on this. 651-461-9226. Here's a really interesting one. I'm the CFO of a Fortune 100 company. For the record, totally agree that our service industry, customer service specifically, has gone downhill and is lowest return business model. First thing to go when attempting to meet the new marketplace on price. No longer helpful in many circumstances as customers demand the lowest price point possible. The customer service infrastructure is the highest cost. Then he adds, by the way, love your show. Well, thank you. I get that. But I think people are going to have to pay more to get more people to man the phones, right? And I'm probably not the first one to say this, yesterday the guy identified himself as being from Montana when I talked to him. I thought, well, why are you? And I thought, well, because so many people have complained about overseas work. I got an old college roommate. He makes a ton of dough, right? And he goes in and they go in and they fix what's been broken. And computer software problems that big companies have. And he says, I'll never run out of work because here's what happens. Companies go overseas to try to, because they get a lower cost. And then it never works. And then they have to shut it down and bring in us to fix it. He said, it's laughable. It's comedic because you can count on it. You come in and you see the same long faces and well, who'd you go with before? Well, they told us we could do it for this much. And, but, you know, okay. Now, if they're passing that along to their customer, their mistakes, I got a real problem with that. Here's a good text. I should pay less for self-checkout. I am doing the job of someone else who would be paid for doing what I am doing at the self-checkout. I should get some mafia. That's true. I wonder if anybody studies groceries and price point to see if any prices come down with their self-checkout. You just wonder, don't you? I'm trying to reach for the text here. Sadly, I think companies like in your, let's see. I've got some that are, they get kind of mixed in between. Let's go to Rod in Hudson. I'm going to reorganize these texts. Let's go to Rod in Hudson, Wisconsin. Rod, give us an example of customer service that you've seen.
Well, me and my wife just came back from vacation in Myrtle Beach about 3 weeks ago. We flew American because we thought if we paid a little bit more,
yeah,
the flight would go. Yeah,
you've read about Sun Country and you said, let's take American. Yep.
Exactly. So we forego the free hamburger you get.
Yeah.
And we paid a little bit extra.
Yep.
And we went American. We had to do a connecting flight in Charlottesville. 20 minutes before we landed in Minneapolis, my wife got a text that our luggage had been put on the wrong plane. It was about 10:30 Saturday night when we landed, so there was no one we could talk to at the airport. Then we tried calling American Airlines. My wife fell asleep at 2 in the morning, still on hold. We never did talk to anyone, and we had to download an app the next day just to get someone to text us.
Good Lord. But you have to download an app to get somebody to text you. Doesn't that tell it all in 2022?
And I had to come up with another damn password. So then, coming home, we decided to pick up some food from one of our favorite restaurants in Richfield. And we get home and we got the wrong order. And that just about pretty much just sent me over the
top. Oh, that's right. That makes four yesterday. I said there were three. The fourth one is I go through the drive-thru. I order a hamburger with ketchup and mustard. Now, I couldn't be more clear. A hamburger with ketchup and mustard, not a cheeseburger. I didn't want a cheeseburger. Don't assume I want a cheeseburger when I want a hamburger with ketchup and mustard. That's why I ordered a hamburger with ketchup and mustard, not a cheeseburger with onion and pickle. And just to your point, as I'm driving half a block away, and then you look at it and you just go, I might as well eat it because I'm not going to go fight him on this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the point. By the time I drive to Richfield to get my money back from Hudson, Wisconsin, I've paid twice as much now. Now, my friend, she opened a pizza shop in White Bear Lake about within the last year. She can't find anyone to work for her. She wants to do delivery, and she can't get anybody to come in and fill out an application.
I hear you. I don't know what we've created here, but the electronic monster, whatever it is not good. Thank you for your call. And I don't know where the workforce that disappeared, what they're doing for money. We know that they're not taking a lot of different jobs. I don't know what they're doing for money. Here's a text. I was a customer service manager for 35 years in a manufacturing facility. There is no customer service left anymore, anywhere. I spent 45 minutes this morning on the phone on hold. Here's another one. No one wants to work for billion-dollar companies that won't pay a living wage. I don't know what the definition of a living wage is, but yes, if they need to cut into their profit some to help help those of us that are paying those people, then I would expect that they're going to find a way to decrease profits and upgrade their customer service so that those of us that pay their salaries don't get stuck with it. And you certainly get that feeling sometimes, don't you? What's the easy? And if you tell me one more time to download an app, that phone's going to be somewhere. And when it rings and vibrates, it's going to be quite a tingling for you. Take a break. Come back. On the other side, let's go outdoors where you don't have these problems, where you can just get away, where the leaves are green and the breeze is perfect. We talked about the opening of fishing, and Rory Nelson, we sent out a mission. We said, you told us it was going to be good around here. Now back it up. When we come back, we'll ask him how it went. We'll continue to take your texts. We have several coming in. 651-461-9226. Sports Plus to the max. Working for the working people every day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.